Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today. And come on, people, as Rick Barry would say. Now,
what for?
Just looking at our favorite text line, the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, and somebody from the 408, of course, that's outside the San Jose area. Fire Steiny now. Steiny making this station about the Wolves. That's why Lacob fired him from the sidelines. Now, you might not be wrong. However, you know, we've got six hosts here at 95.7 The Game, and I was just kind of going through the list,
okay.
Evan.
Yeah.
We've got Daryl the Guru Johnson.
You're not pocket watching, are you?
We've got Daryl the Guru Johnson, who frequently wears Dallas Cowboy attire, and they're a rival of the 49ers. Minnesota and the Warriors have no Minnesota Timberwolves and the Warriors have no history.
Budding rivalry.
So, you know, why is it okay for Guru? And secondly, you know, we all like Joe Spadoni. We know that he's got a team outside the area that he roots for.
He's an Italian.
Mm-hmm. And on top of it, Evan's got a big soft spot for any team out of San Diego. So
they have one. I mean,
we got Shasky and Willard. Those two are loyal, hardcore Bay Area fans. But we really should kind of mix it up a little, and that's really what we're doing here at 95.7 The Game.
Well, the thing that our show, I can't speak for the others, don't want to, don't need to.
Yeah.
We've set a precedent, which is why Goo has almost been grandfathered into his apparel, that he wears jerseys and you don't. Or he wears team apparel items, which, by the way, you give him a lot of flack for. Like, whenever he comes in with a Warriors shirt after a big win but doesn't after a big loss, you kind of needle him about, oh, what? Well, that's funny. I don't see a lot of blue and gold on you today. However, right after the Timberwolves, and congratulations to them, played a great series, deserving, 4-1 against the Warriors, advance to the Western Conference Finals, you just happened to show up with a Wolves pullover.
Well, let me tell you something, fans, Warrior coach. Fans out there, and this is what you don't understand.
You haven't done this before. You don't do this normally.
Don't do what?
Wear team gear.
Now that you know, I have Hawks gear and Wizards gear. Do you not?
Yeah. Have
okay.
The Hawks beaten the Warriors in a playoff series
no,
recently?
But they own them in the regular season.
They do. Did they have the Washington Wizards?
They don't
won
beat
a playoff
anybody.
Series recently against the Warriors.
Ryan Burns on the YouTube chat should only have Bay Area fans announcing.
Minnesota.
Well, that I disagree with.
All right. What else is going to
look? You gotta had a wide range of thoughts, and I mean, just perspectives in general. I mean, that's what sports is really about.
Yeah, and this is really what it's all about here. From my main man, Jeffrey Jeff Steiny, always wears random sports teams all the time. That's correct. It just, and you know what? For all you guys saying I'm a troll, I hope you notice I waited till the series was over.
I'm not going to do no trolling on you, Steiny. I'm going to let you live for
it. I didn't wear it last week.
Well, that's almost what makes it worse.
3-1
That's what almost makes it worse. You should have worn it when they lost game one. How about that? That's what a real
fan
does, Steiny.
I didn't have it.
You didn't order any gear before the series?
No.
Why?
I don't order gear. That's the first thing.
That's a drop.
That's the first thing. All right. No, I'm not rubbing it in, 925. Please.
It's just a statement.
Having a little fun.
You know, sometimes you can speak with what you... Well, you haven't asked what I'm wearing.
What are you wearing? Listen to this. Hey, before you hate on me,
yeah.
Listen to this. Take a look at Evan's shirt.
Okay, so what I'm wearing is a collared shirt that the logo or the images is a scorecard. And the background of this gift, I will say, is... What was this, like a month ago?
Yeah.
We're sitting in the green room... And Steiny gets all these targeted ads on Instagram, and he looks up and says, hey, what do you think of this? And it's a scorecard, a scorebook design on a shirt. And I go, wow, that's pretty cool. And then we start talking about, do you keep book and yada, yada, and Guru says he does. Remains to be seen. And then a month later, I walk in today, and Steiny and Guru bought me this shirt. So I'd like to say, first of all, thank you very much. I love it. It's a great summer.
Pretty cool.
It's very light, and I think it's pretty stylish. It's right down my lane.
Yeah, so if you want to go on the YouTube chat, you can see, of course, my sweater. But also, Evan's sweater is, it's pretty cool.
I love it.
It is pretty cool. I'm glad you like it, buddy.
Yeah, it's got a...
You deserve it.
Well, you know, it's just real quick. You know, it's got triples, you know, so you put three lines in.
Yeah.
For all the runs that scored, you fill in the box. We got some strikeouts, some singles, some F9s. And, yeah, I'm a nerd, so I'm pretty happy about this.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, so lay off Steiny today.
Thank you. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, people getting on me about my Purdy take because it's not a bold one. I'm not going to say, oh, 49ers, man, they blew it, or what a great move. It's a move.
You just go Zach Taylor. We'll see.
It's a move.
We'll see. We're not there yet.
It's a move. I completely understand why they did it. I see why they did it. They believe in Brock Purdy. But there's no guarantees it's going to be a great move. And chances are it won't be a terrible move because we've seen him quarterback for 3 years. He's not a stiff, but now the clock's on him, and I think 49er fans are going to start viewing him a different way. That's all.
Well, can I make the case? Fine. We'll see. Yes. I actually believe one of the reasons why I originally felt coming into today, like, again, this is the most appropriate contract that I've seen in the last 5 years for a quarterback, is because Brock Purdy, unlike the rest of the guys who preceded him, did not reset or come close to resetting the market. Again, if I give you these numbers,
okay,
53 per year, that's seventh right now in the NFL, 181 guaranteed, which is the number that really matters, number eight in the NFL. Brock Purdy is now worth 19% of the salary cap. That's the first time since 2020 that a player not named Daniel Jones has received less than 20% of their cap as a quarterback.
I like that.
That means not only was it a fair deal, it's below market value. And I'm not trying to sit up here and convince people that Brock Purdy all of a sudden is going to transform into a Josh Allen or a top three most valuable player. But based on what he got, that has him... not a top five quarterback, but a borderline top 10 quarterback, which is a lot of what I hear from people all around the league, the Bay Area, on these airwaves, telling me that he is. He received a deal that is completely appropriate for the level of play that he has demonstrated for three seasons.
Hmm.
Like most, okay, since 2020, the market has been reset by quarterbacks seven times.
Okay.
Would we agree that in the last 7 years, the best quarterback's been Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
So every single year, or sorry, in the last 5 years, every single time the market's been reset, that quarterback is overpaid because he's not the best quarterback in the league. Brock Purdy was not paid like the best quarterback in the league. He was paid like the eighth best quarterback in the league.
All right.
Which, wait, some people might not have him there, but they're not telling you that he is the best. Certainly not the worst, but he's pretty damn good. And I think that's a fair assessment to right now place on him.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the question is, if he's the, you know, eighth best quarterback who's around the eighth highest paid quarterback, then there's only one question, is whether you believe he can win a Super Bowl. And I think that a lot of 49er fans assume he can because of the past and where he's gotten this team. And I just think there's another segment of 49er fans that are concerned that under different circumstances, he may not be able to have the same amount of success, which is probably true of any quarterback whose team around him, the talent gets worse.
Yeah.
Let's go to George. George is in San Leandro. Hey, George, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
And yes, I think it's a great contract for both sides. But
okay,
my point is, Purdy's year is going to be determined by the offensive line. Now, let's look at the Super Bowl. We know that Mahomes is probably the best quarterback in football. However, because his offensive line couldn't protect him, he looked like an average or below average quarterback, and he couldn't carry the team. That's my point.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, that is fair. The Philadelphia Eagles certainly made Patrick Mahomes look ordinary in the playoffs. How much of that was Mahomes and how much of it was the team around him? Probably a little bit of both. And I think that's what I'm hearing mostly from 49er fans who, you know, have a little doubt about it. And that is, we got to keep this guy upright and we got to keep this guy healthy. And I would say, yeah, that goes for every quarterback in the league too.
Well, I'm not saying, like, to be the Eagles of last year, I think that's a lot to ask. Like, that was a really good football team. But to your point earlier about people questioning how much of the 49ers' success, say during their run to a Super Bowl, how much was it really on Purdy? I think you could ask the same question about how much of last year's Super Bowl victory was on Jalen Hurts or their Super Bowl run. Now, he was obviously good, and he had some solid moments, and he helped them win a lot of playoff games, even before they won it all. But in that playoff game, people are going to remember Patrick Mahomes more on his back than they are Jalen Hurts scoring a touchdown. And in fact, the big question was, who's going to get Super Bowl MVP like midway through the second quarter? It wasn't, look at how great. Like, I would argue that Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl that he lost was better than he was in the one that they won going away. He was awesome outside of the one scoop and score that he gave Kansas City. They didn't win that game. So just because your quarterback, all I'm trying to say is there are many ways to win at the highest level. And that's what the 49ers have to figure out how to do. I just feel like securing your quarterback is a no-brainer. If you don't have one, you're dead. And there's a lot of teams that right now are looking for one.
What are the positives? Or like, what 49er fans, what are you most confident in with Brock Purdy? For those that say this was a no-brainer and we like the signing, what does Brock Purdy hang his hat on? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Will. Will's in Oakland. He likes it. Hey, Will, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Doing well, thank you.
Swell.
Love to hear it, man. Well, I think, you know, Niners fandom, and it's been a rough, you know, 30 years roughly since we've won a Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
I think it's easy because we've been so close, and there's just a lot of, you know, anger for not getting the job done. But the way I'm putting it is very similar to what Evan laid out. He's not getting the Dak Prescott deal last year, right? $60 million, he's the highest paid quarterback in the league. He's not even getting the Trevor Lawrence or Jordan Love deal from last year, where it's $55 million apiece. He's the eighth, you know, best contract on a quarterback in terms of salary, the highest amount of money he's making. And, I mean, the guy just wins. He just delivers. He makes plays for us. And some of the off-script stuff where he's scrambling around, you know, that Ayuk play he made against the Commanders, or even some of those plays he made, you know, in the playoffs. I mean, the guy had game-winning drives against the Packers and the Lions 2 years ago to get us in the playoffs. I mean, that's what quarterbacks get paid big money to do. Am I correct in that? When the game's on the line, you got to make plays and get a win for the team. And, yeah, we lost to Mahomes. It wasn't his fault. You know, I blame some special teams there. You know, the unfortunate Dre Greenlaw injury, we could go back and forth on that all we want. But you've got a quarterback that ranks at or near the top of all the statistics over the last 3 years since he's been a starter. And he just wins ball games. And, you know, if last year were a healthy football team, I think we were one or two, I think, in injuries. Evan would probably know this better than I. But it's really hard to win when your team's very injury prone and you don't have a defense. And I think that's what a lot of the criticism's coming. He didn't make the playoffs last year. Hey, Joe Burrow, not to compare stat lines or quarterback production, he was outstanding last year. They didn't make the playoffs. So, like, if we're going to put Purdy in that same category where he didn't make the playoffs, you kind of just got to, you know, re-question the deal. I don't know. I just don't see it. I think Purdy, for what we got him for, where he was a little bit more generous with the money given the current rate that's going around and was a legitimate MVP candidate in 2023, I think it's very fair. And the last point I'll leave you guys with, we've been spoiled as a franchise with quarterbacks dating back to Montana. The Jets, the Browns, the Bears, all of these franchises, the Giants right now, they would kill for a player like Brock Purdy. Kill for just stability at the quarterback position with a guy with an above-average stats and a chance to win a Super Bowl. And that's what we got in Brock Purdy. If we surround him with the right pieces, as mostly every quarterback needs, we got a chance to win the whole thing. And that's what I'm going to leave it on. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate the call. I mean, let's...
The Niners were the fourth most injured team by total games missed last year.
Okay.
Just to answer his question.
Gotcha. When I think about Brock Purdy, like, there are a lot of things that he brings to the table that you can count on. I think you can count on him having the respect of his teammates, which I think is a big deal. I think he's very poised as a quarterback. I don't think he's the kind of quarterback that will get you beat consistently. Doesn't mean he won't make a mistake here and there, but I don't think he beats you consistently. He'll get you beat consistently. I think he's very accurate. 15 yards, 20 yards and in. I think he's good at that. I think he's got a great understanding of what Kyle Shanahan wants out of a quarterback, probably way more than Jimmy Garoppolo thought. So I do think he brings a lot of positives to the table. I just think there's some football observers out there that just don't think he has that one extra thing, whatever that is. He can also scramble. I like the way he can make plays with his feet. And you add them all up, and I think you got a pretty good quarterback there, but there's still some kind of sentiment out there from some fans that think he's not a top 7 or 8 quarterback. That's all.
And I understand the reservations, but that's also why he didn't reset the market.
Right. What do you think about this text from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line? 408 says, step back and look at how many other teams would trade for Purdy compared to some of the other $50 million quarterbacks. Everyone knows Purdy's limited and dependent on Kyle and the team around him. Forget the team around him, because everybody's got to deal with that. But what about the connection with Kyle?
I mean, is Jared Goff going to look as good without his offensive coordinator this year now with the Chicago Bears? You know, Ben Johnson, you can make the case, was one of the best, if not the best, play caller in football the last 2 years. And the Lions won 15 games. I think Jared Goff is probably going to take a step back. So, yes, Kyle Shanahan is awesome, although I could argue last year he didn't really have a great season. Their offense, their run game, a lot of stuff looked pretty stale. And people were on these airwaves saying Kyle Shanahan's got to readjust or figure things out. But what I would say is That applies to every quarterback not named Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. If you want to throw Lamar Jackson in there, go for it. Like, that applies to literally every single quarterback. And what the Niners have been trying to do for what feels like forever, Steiny, is find a quarterback. They found one, and people aren't happy with him.
Some people aren't.
Some people aren't happy with him.
Well, I mean, you know whose voice I can't get out of my head?
If I could go back in time, Steiny,
yeah,
back to the future,
oh,
and go drop 1981 Joe Montana onto the 2025 San Francisco 49ers, I would do it. If I could go back and get 94 Steve Young, I would do it. You can't get that guy every single time. And I would argue the fact that the 49ers have found someone that is unlike, like, think about the quarterbacks we had to watch, Jimmy Garoppolo included, for the last 15 years. Or however long you've been covering the 49ers, maybe not covering, sorry, that's a buzzword, watching the 49ers. How many awful quarterbacks under Shanahan, under Mariucci, under pretty damn sensible offensive play callers. Brock Purdy is not that. He may not be the best, but they didn't pay him like the best. They paid him as he is, which is an imperfect, really good guy that the Niners think that they can win with.
I can't get Guru's voice out of my mind.
Is that how you go to sleep?
Sometimes. You know why I can't get Guru's voice out of my head is because late last season, you remember what he was saying about Purdy? He's got some Garoppolo in
him. New information. I don't know.
I'm just saying. I wonder, how do you think Guru will feel about it?
Give me some good news, damn it.
Well, Goo doesn't feel good about football right now because, all right.
No, he does. He likes where his Cowboys are at.
Yeah, because they got a wide receiver. And then he's going to remember game one that Dak Prescott's their quarterback, and he's not going to feel good anymore. Who, by the way, is the highest paid quarterback in football.
Right.
Dak Prescott.
But that's what people are worried about.
Brock Purdy is nowhere close in terms of the financial investment to a Dak Prescott. And that guy is considered a bum by a lot of people. Daryl the Guru Johnson included. I don't think he's that bad, but my point is, I it seems like people almost wanted Brock Purdy to get a Dak Prescott deal so they could kill him today. And the people that are detractors of Purdy are frustrated because they have to listen to logic today about what this deal actually is.
I mean, the way I look at the deal is, if it would have been 47. Or
would you feel that much better?
No. That's what I'm saying. If it were 45 or 58, it wouldn't bother me one way or the other, because the key is they're making an investment. They believe in him. That's a fact. And now we'll see how he performs with a big contract. And I just, you know, I just think that his world's going to change with the fans. And I've heard this, you know, who really cares what the fans think? They're not happy with anything, or you know, it doesn't matter if fans don't like the deal. I actually kind of think it might sometimes with a quarterback, just because, you know, you don't want your starting quarterback getting booed at home. And I'm not saying that's where Brock Purdy's headed at all. I'm just saying, you know, we're taking a lot of calls today, and there's some people that understand why the 49ers did it, and they're excited about it. And there's some other 49er fans that are worried that maybe he's not that good. Or I shouldn't say not that good, because he's good. Maybe say not that great. Not that great.
Well, I think it's fair to say he's not great. But being good is what gets you paid in the NFL. And I think that's also just a big part of this too, Steiny. I know we got to wrap up here quick, but I do think there is just a sudden shock when you see $265 million. Like, that's what we're investing, or the right. Niners are investing in one player. That is hard to wrap your mind around, especially if you've been watching football for as long as you've been watching football. I don't want to jump you there, but it's a lot of money. It is.
No, you're right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy coming to an agreement with the San Francisco 49ers. I see Dennis, Rick, GPD, Rich. I see you all on the other side. We'll get to you. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.